Excerpts from Flying Through Blue by Lisa Halpern. Bedtime Ritual.
Favorite shows?
Monday, House. Tuesday, So You Think You Can Dance. Wednesday, So You Think You Can Dance Results Show. Thursday, Grey's Anatomy, Private Practice. Friday, Friday Night Lights. Saturday and Sunday, nothing's on. You?
Monday, CSI, SVU. Tuesday, CSI Miami. Wednesday, CSI New York. Thursday, Grey's Anatomy. Friday, Criminal Minds. Saturday and Sunday, nothing's on.
If you could buy anything?
Easy. 2010 Audi R8 sports car, 55-inch flat screen, newest TiVo, trip to Club Med Cancun, go.
Shopping spree at Nordy's, Manny Petty and facial series at a spa, 55-inch flat screen, newest TiVo, trip to Hawaii.
Love you.
Love you too. Do you ever feel, I don't know, like something's missing, or off or something? JD, you awake?
As Fiona's breathing settles into the rhythm of sleep,
oh my God.
What? What's wrong?
I dreamt I was a whale. It was so real. Where do you think the phrase out of the blue came from? JD?
Kickoff! Ready, set, and...
Good morning, everyone! I'm excited to kick off this project and create a fresh take on Swell laundry detergent. Our fearless leader, Shelby, will walk you through it. Our ad campaign will be a revelation, a game changer. I want you all to use Swell. We gotta drink the Kool-Aid here.
Suddenly, Fiona is lifted off her feet by a giant wave. She's flying, swimming.
Whoa!
She lands abruptly back in the meeting.
Oof.
Who knows how much time has gone by?
Whoa. Okay, team, get out there and sell some Swell.
Laundry lesson number one.
Fiona carried a basket of laundry to the washing machine. She was thinking of herself in the third person again, secretly wishing she was just some friend she knew whose problems didn't much interest her, and most especially didn't concern her. After all, was it her fault that she was just she?
She opens a bottle of Swell and smells it.
I'm glad I'm not her, she thought, believing for a moment that she really wasn't her at all, when in fact she knew she really, really was entirely she.
She empties Swell into the washing machine, shuts the lid, presses start.
Something had felt off for a while. She didn't know exactly what it was, but she was on the hunt for the switch to flip that would open whatever it was in her that had quietly closed.
The sound of the washing machine merges with the sound of the ocean.
Oh my!
Kitty, part one.
Luna, here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Luna, kitty. Lamb chop? Sweetie? Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Shit. Oh, God damn it, I've been looking for her everywhere.
She was upstairs with me.
Well, you could have said something. I thought she was dead.
Really?
Yes, really. Jeez, Fee. Next time you hear me calling her, let me know she's all right.
Sure. I didn't realize you were panicking.
I wasn't panicking. I just...
You thought she was dead?
Come here, my little buddy. Come here. You're okay. You're okay.
Really?
And now, TiVo and the tub.
Pause the TiVo.
They found a fiber from the killer's leopard print jacket. They're doing a DNA test and fingerprint analysis with a specimen taken from her iPhone.
Did Nick put it together?
Nope.
All right, go. Are you okay?
No,
She lifts up her shirt. Red welts cover her body.
Holy crap! It's a rash. Let's get you into the tub.
Hello?
She closes her eyes and begins to swim. Totem card.
You want to go first?
No, you.
Okay, this is called a totem spread. It says in the book, each person has a totem animal that walks beside you at all times and may come to you in dreams. Ooh, the whale card. Oh, listen to this. Whale is the record keeper, like a swimming library. Whale carries the history of Mother Earth and is said to have been placed here by the ancients. They are usually clairaudient.
Clairaudient?
Look it up.
Clairaudient. The power to hear sounds said to exist beyond the reach of ordinary experience or capacity, such as the voices of the dead.
Whoa.
I hear dead people.
Listen to this. Whale people are also psychically developed and fairly telepathic.
Telepathic?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what am I thinking?
Just because I don't know what you're thinking doesn't mean I wasn't a whale in another life.
Right.
I can prove it. Come on.
Laundry lesson number 2.
Just wait.
Okay, what are we...
Just listen.
Seriously, Fee, I've got things to do.
I know, but something's happening. It's like the water comes alive.
Oh, now you're just freaking me out. I'm going to go see what's on. Come with me.
You don't believe me?
It's not that. It's just I guess I don't want to see the water come alive.
You don't believe me.
Come upstairs.
Stupid machine. Whoa! JD! JD!
Shock therapy.
I don't know, Francois. Lately, I've just been feeling kind of...
Angry?
No.
Sad?
No.
Confused?
No.
Guilty?
No.
Jealous?
No.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
Interesting. What then?
Well, I don't know. I guess I've just been feeling kind of edgy.
Edgy?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah. We're going to do a little MTT. Meridian tapping. It's awesome. First, rate your feeling of edginess on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being not at all on edge.
Okay, 7. 8.
Okay. Now, do what I do. Tap each area with 2 fingers 7 times.
Okay.
Now, say the phrase... This edgy feeling.
This edgy feeling.
Karate chop your forehead.
Ow.
Now, do what I do. The side of the eye, under the eye, under the nose, under the chin,
under the
collarbone,
under the
arm,
the
wrist,
the collarbone,
and the top of the head.
And top of that head.
Now, take a deep breath and relax. Rate your feeling of edginess on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being not at all on edge.
12.
Arm wrestling with Sprite.
No.
Come on, you do.
I really, really don't remember.
It was the party at the dorms.
There were a lot of those.
You're telling me that you don't remember the night we met?
Yes.
Damn.
I'm sorry, I really don't. Maybe I should start taking ginkgo supplements. Supposed to be good for the memory.
Well, I can't believe you don't remember. That totally bums me out. And we're out of Sprite.
Maybe you should start taking vitamin D supplements.
Oh, will that help you remember the first time we met?
No, seriously, you should try them.
Why?
I don't know. You just seem edgy lately.
Well, I don't need supplements. I'll just catch some rays. Which sounds better, sun lamp or trip to Hawaii?
Hawaii sounds magical.
Ding, ding, ding. Magical wins. I'm going to book us a flight.
Really? Can you afford it?
That's what credit cards are for, baby.
Aloha. Oh. Wow.
Did you hear that?
What?
I heard whales singing underwater.
Is that what that squeaky sound was?
Yeah.
Whoa. Do you? Whoa!
Whoa. Blowhole.
Changes.
Open ocean. A vast biotope covering 2/3 of the planet has an immense, precariously complex food chain, varying from microscopic animals like krill to whales.
What are you watching? Pause.
What's wrong?
It's Grey's Anatomy time.
I know, it's taping.
But it's on now. I want to watch it now.
We can watch it later. This is really amazing.
What is it?
Planet Earth. It's all about nature and...
A nature show? You don't watch nature shows.
I do now. Come on, we can watch Grey's after. Watch this with me.
I don't want to. Nature grosses me out. And where's my Sprite?
There's some organic soda in the fridge.
I want my soda.
I read this thing about the plastic rings on soda six-packs. They've been found on the necks of sea turtles, birds, and other sea creatures.
Shit.
Wait, there's more. Swell is definitely not swell.
What do you mean?
They're killing marine life and giving people rashes.
Oh, how's your rash?
Still itches.
Oh, that's not good.
I can't write this campaign for Swell.
Well, sure you can. You're super talented.
No, I mean I can't write it. I won't. It's against my... everything.
Look, we all end up doing stuff we don't like sometimes. Let's see. Holy crap! What the fuck is that? Is that a barnacle?
Laundry lesson number 3. The lights and darks of it all.
Something had felt off for a while, but under sea, she found her inner fins, sharing space with giant sea turtles. To the sound of whales singing, she felt at home in a way she hadn't for a long while. Flying through blue, she found what she had lost. And though it might mean losing what she had, she knew this one thing. She had to swim towards it, no matter what.
Eye of the Beholder was recorded live at West of Lennon in Seattle, Washington, on January 28, 2013. It was engineered by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Our stage manager was Colleen Nielsen, and our sound technician was Jordan Sell. Elizabeth Austin's poem, The Girl Who Goes Alone, was commissioned by Richard Hugo House for the 2009 literary series. It appears in the chapbook, The Girl Who Goes Alone, from Floating Bridge Press, 2010, and the full-length collection Every Dress a Decision, published by Blue Begonia Press, 2011. You can follow Sandbox Radio on Twitter and subscribe to the podcast at the iTunes Store. Find out more about Sandbox Radio, the Sandbox Artist Collective, send us an email, and access our podcast archive at thesandboxac.org. Thanks for listening.